Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
ESPN's Teron Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. We head to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, and our man this time of year, doing the legwork, working hard, getting ready for the NFL draft coming up here and what the Titans are going to do at number one overall. TD, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on, fellas?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, you can rest easy because Rex Road has figured it out. Rex Road has determined today here on the show what the Titans need to do at number one overall. He's going Travis Hunter, and he believes that Travis Hunter is going to be an elite cornerback in the NFL. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that. He, to me, is the fourth out of the four options, viable ones at number one. But, look, you can never go wrong by adding really good players, and that's what he is. But me personally, if I add him, he is PM, playmaker, man. And we're just going to put a package together, and I'm just going to find ways to get him the football, and I'm going to just say, hey, man, I need you to do something to get these people's butts about the seats.
So I thought this might lead to a rare argument between TD and me. But, yeah, like I believe, TD, that – I understand he didn't play a lot of man. I believe that he is going to be a great corner, an elite corner, possibly an all-time corner, and a man-to-man right from day one. So tell me what – I understand, like, what he did in college, but what is it about him that you don't think he can be that level of man corner?
Well, it's not really something where I say I don't think. I don't think he is – I don't think he could be a Hall of Fame level player. I think he could be a good player. I'm just curious. So, for me, if I take a guy number one overall, I need some degree of proven excellence, right? And I think with Travis Hunter, to me, the proven excellence that he has is that he could play well on both sides of the ball. But I don't think that's going to happen in the league. And just, you know, when I watch him, again, I'll keep pointing to the Arizona game, and that was a really tough game for him. You know, and he went against a guy who's going to play on Sundays in Ted McMillan. And he lost a lot in that. So I don't have as much faith in him at corner being a top five player in the league, period. There's still a lot to be proven, you know, and he played a lot of off. And I like in zone, like, this dude is awesome. I remember the first game of Colorado, man. Like, he came off this route that was kind of trying to carry him out of the zone where the slant was coming underneath, and he came off and then dove and picked it off. And I was like, that was a tremendous play.
Yeah.
That was against TCU. But I don't vision him as much of a corner as I vision him at, you know, receiver, returner. But above all else, if I'm going non-quarterback, that guy, Abdul Carter, remember that old commercial where Dennis Hopper was like, I see bad things. He's a bad man. Remember on Bruce Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Abdul Carter.
Bruce Smith. Oh, okay. All right. Well, if you – So that's the Hunter stuff.
I'm not saying,
oh, okay, all right.
I'm not saying Abdul Carter is Bruce Smith. I'm just saying that the commercial. Yeah, remember the commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Man.
But I thought
I'm
you were also making
Abdul's
that. Yeah, making that link. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh no.
Well, yeah. So it is so fascinating with Hunter, like the variance of opinion on that. On which side does he play? Both. I agree. Like, I think it's totally like we should all be able to agree. Like, if you try to play heavily on both sides in this league, you will get hurt. And especially, I mean, he's not big. He's not a huge guy. So, yeah. But it's fascinating the difference in opinion there. I would, like I said this too, if you tell me that Carter and Hunter are the same level of player, like at their respective positions, I'm going Carter. So what, right. so at this point, what is the, cause obviously a lot of the person stuff is obvious cause it's Penn State guys. That's lofty, but who would be your closest comp in your mind for him?
Yeah, I haven't really been able to come up with that, you know, outside of Micah Parsons. I haven't really been able to come up with one to kind of like describe his play, so to speak. Maybe Hassan Reddick, you know, at his peak, you know, a guy that comes off the ball really well, a guy that sets the edge, a guy that, you know, will run down plays to the opposite side of the line, you know, those types of things. That's one that kind of pops in my mind. But the Micah Parsons one is just uncanny to me, and just the way they both get off the football. And let me tell you this, right? He's working out down in Plano, Texas at Exos, right, with Brent Callaway. Now, I'm going to tell you about Brent Callaway. That's a good friend of mine. But you look over the years, like the last 5 years, maybe 6 years or so, a lot of the top times that were run at the combine, those guys worked with Brent. I went down there right after, you know, the day before, I flew back up here from East West Shrine, and I went through there. He had some guys there. But Abdul Carter is working out with him. Abdul wasn't there when I got there, but Brent had. Remember Montez Sweat ran the 4.4.
Oh yeah.
Remember Brian Burns put on 15 pounds and managed to shave like 0.3 off his 40. Those they worked with Brent Callaway. So I say all that to say, I wouldn't be surprised if Abdul Carter runs a dumb time and just blows up the workouts there in Indy.
TD, you bring up Tet McMillan. So we'll see what happens with the Titans and the number one overall pick. If somebody decides to trade down with them, we'll see how far down they go. But how do you view McMillan and really just this year's of receivers towards the top in general, whether that's McMillan, you could throw Hunter in there, you could throw Luther Burden in there. How do you view kind of that top class of receivers this year?
Yeah, well, Luther Burden is favorite receiver in this class. I'm not saying he's the best. He's my favorite. He was guilty of just not getting the football, and he had a lot of plays called back. I don't know. For some reason, he and Brady Cook, they couldn't connect. But he's a guy that, you know, a yards after catch specialist. He's built like a running back, 5'11", 205. And he's someone that, you know, 2 years ago, people said he could only play the slot. He showed last year that he could do both. I really like him as a player. He's also training there in Exos in Plano, as is Matthew Golden. But Tet McMillan, he's so intriguing because you see all of the traits. You see the production, and this dude, like, he was boogieing. You know what I mean? He had a great couple years. I just want to watch him a little bit more. I was saying this yesterday. There are times where, you know, the ball's not going his way, and he kind of dogs it a little bit. And I just want to – I saw that in two games. I want to watch a couple more. I never form an opinion just off a couple games because you never know what the guy's going through, if he's sick, whatever, whatever. So – I do like him as a player, and like I said, he ate Travis Hunter's lunch. You know, and he's a guy that has the size. He reminds me a lot of like a T. Higgins vertical player where you just line him up at X and you let him go down the field and you throw it up and you just say, go get it, but also work in the middle of the field on those deep in-breaking routes.
So combine next week, right? Combine next week with Titans. Am I off a week? Is it combine?
No, you're on.
No, you're on. Yeah, so next week, the Titans, you're going to be camping out outside, aren't you? I'm going to miss it this year.
Hey, listen, man. I'm having trouble sleeping. I'm so excited about that.
See?
Man.
Look at this guy. I tell you what, man. No one, everybody, the Titans always talk about, like, Vrabel love ball. No, but they don't love. TD should be the example.
I agree.
If you love ball like TD, then you can be in this league. So when the Titans talk, TD, what is the most interesting storyline, question to ask, answer you want to hear? Like, what are you most excited about or interested in hearing from them or asking them?
My big thing is balancing out wanting to acquire more picks versus needing to acquire more blue chip elite level players. Because if you look at that roster, you know, I said on Power Hour yesterday, Jeffrey Simmons is probably the only one you would consider like an elite level player. You need more than that, you know. So that would be my question, because obviously we know they want to trade back. We know they want picks, et cetera, but how far back can you do it and still get a player, and how do you weigh, you know, taking out chances? Because, I mean, at the number one pick, you know, your chances of getting a top-level player are as high as possible, obviously, because you have to pick for the litter.
TD, where do you come down on Trey Smith? Would you be willing to, if you're the Titans, throw somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million per season his way this offseason?
This is something else that Jared and I talked about, and Jared is still not up to the importance of the guard center guard trio,
or
of the interior pass rush. So, you know, we kind of went back and forth. I think Trey Smith is worth that money just because what he does to your run game, and I think he's worth that money because of his, like, he's a premier level interior guy, and we saw guys get paid last year. Now, I'll say this, because I asked Jared the same thing, right? Tony Pollard, he had, what, three runs of 30 yards or more. Do you know who paved the way, who had the key block to Spriggum for two of them?
Dylan Raiditz?
Bingo.
Boom.
And so that, to me, shows you the importance of the interior offense. Now, of course, on those two runs, he pulled and he blew up the end. But still, it shows me, you know, the importance. Go back and look at the Eagles game against the Chiefs. It shows the importance of the interior pass rush. Jalen Carter was having his way, you know, and not all of it was against Trey Smith. He beat him a couple of times, but not all against him. And then you look at the Chiefs game against the Bucks. Vita Vey was a big factor in that. So collapsing the pocket is very important. Being able to stop teams from doing it is important, too. So I say that's a long-winded way of saying that Trey Smith would be a really good acquisition. And you know what? I would table that, right? I would match that by going out and signing Morgan Moses. And I know he's old, but that going, every time that dude is available, I've said the Titans need to get him. They don't get him, and he goes somewhere, and he helps solidify the offensive line. Go get him, Chad. Go get him, Mike Borgonzi. He is the guy that will help you guys at right tackle and solidify that position for a couple years.
I love it. TD, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. And have a good weekend. Enjoy the combine. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, for sure, man. I never met a day I didn't like, man. No bad days. So,
absolutely. Beautiful. No doubt about it. Teron Davenport with us every Friday morning here on the program at 8 o'clock, sharing in Joe Rex Rhodes' enthusiasm for the NFL Combine. We'll react to what TD had to say coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino, the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.